Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live on Main Street in Watford City, corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue North, with a special What's on Your Mind open-air broadcast today all across the Northern Plains from the Mothership 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead and all of the Red River Valley, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City and Williston, and KLTC in Dickinson. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Thank you for tuning in to the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? We are blessed to have you in the audience. We appreciate you. The show's about you. Don't ever let us forget that. And we call it What's on Your Mind because we genuinely want to know what's on your mind. And hopefully, by learning more about what's on your mind, we can wait on the world to change and come around to our way of thinking. You know, one listener, one heart, one mind at a time, ladies and gentlemen, right? That's what we're all about on What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell is the man who makes this show go, manning the controls of the mothership 550 K-Fire. I have to begin with an apology because I'm at Ribfest in Watford City, Best of the West Ribfest, with my friends from Cloverdale, and I'm looking at some tangy summer sausage and some Cloverdale cheddar brats and some smoked brats and some jalapeno cheddar sausage and some ribs, and once again I find myself smelling this incredible aroma, and, you know, I'm sorry, Todd. I just don't know what else to say. You know, I know
holy
the delivery.
Holy cow, you speechless? That takes a lot.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
So, wow.
Anyway, I hope you can be with us vicariously today, you know, and sort of just from a few hours away. Now, in all seriousness, I would hope folks take the time to just come up here, right? I mean, you could leave Fargo right now and make it here in plenty of time for reps, right? Bismarck is like, you know, you're here for lunch. Again, this is an easy 2.5 hour drive up from Bismarck, 94 West, north on 85. You can't miss us. This is really not hard at all. And now with all the new road construction that's been done here, it really is easy to get in here. I mean, you're not even any major roadblock. There's times I've come into Watford City where I've had about a 2-hour and 20-minute trip from Bismarck to about 2 miles south of Watford, and then a 45-minute trip for those last 2 miles. That doesn't happen anymore. So things are moving. Whatever direction you're coming from, come on by and find us. We are, as I said, on the corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue North. And we'll be broadcasting for the program today. We're also going to stay here through the lunch hour. Be here till early afternoon handing out free Cloverdale brats, summer sausage, lots of goodies. And I even have a little swag. What does swag stand for anyway? I just know it's free stuff is what I think of it as. But,
yeah, free stuff.
What does swag stand for?
Do I look like a dictionary to you?
I'm sorry. Manny, do you know what swag stands for?
I don't.
I don't either. I mean, it must have some kind of an acronym.
Wait, what is it again?
Swag.
Oh, swag.
Money or goods taken by a thief or burglar.
Well,
or a curtain or piece of fabric fastened to hang a drooping curve, but that's obviously not it.
When I first heard that.
Swag in some ways is, I guess it's
when it's a noun, that's what it is.
Free stuff is what it is. What I've always thought it was.
It's basically short for swagger. It's just a way of, you know, being able to display confidence and, you know, being able to do what you do.
Well, that's a swag as an individual. I thought swag as a. Here's where I learned the term. So I used to travel with the University of North Dakota hockey team back in my Grand Forks days, right? And you go to obviously Boston for a game with Boston University, or you know. You go to South Bend to play Notre Dame, or, you know, many trips to Houghton, Michigan to play Michigan Tech, whatever. And, you know, especially tournaments. You'd go in, like, to Detroit for a tournament or something, or Milwaukee, the Bradley Center. People would you know, at these tournaments they put them on, they'd give everybody on the team a hat, you know, a bag, lots of stuff, and everybody would say, oh, our swag, we got our swag. So swag. I always thought swag was free stuff. That's why.
Swag in the slang part of dictionary.reference.com, free merchandise distributed as part of a promotion of a product or company.
Thank you. So how do you suppose they got that out of that? I don't know where they got that, but anyway, I'm glad I'm not nuts.
It's like any other, so much slang. Because now sick is a good thing. So when I'm driving out in that little red convertible, every once in a while somebody will look at me and go, dude, that car is sick.
You're right. I've heard
and
that
And I have
too.
To stop and go, that's good. That's right, yeah. Like back in the 70s or something, it was just all right. It was great.
It's a very good point on your part, Ted. Very good point.
I feel like every time I play Jesus is Just All Right by the Doobie Brothers, I have to put a disclaimer on there that, hey, don't forget now, back then, Just All Right was great.
Exactly. speaking of which, I have a sick ride from Valley Imports, that GL550 Mercedes. That'll be here.
That's a sick ride, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, if you want to see that, too. So, anyway, the swag we have for you is a keychain from Cloverdale that is a toothpick holder. Now, that I like. That is innovative. You know, so you got to see it to know what I'm talking about. I'll send you a picture, Todd. You can put it up, okay?
Oh, somebody else says swag is stuff we always get. Now, I don't know if that's actually legitimately true, but it fits. I say we go with it. Stuff we always get. Swag.
Exactly right. Anyway, the big story is, in addition to the Best of the West Ribfest in Watford City, last night's debate. We really want to know what you think. Who won? Who lost? What was the highlights? What was the lowlights? I'll just give you my take really quick, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on my take because I honestly want to know your take. And that is, Donald Trump won last night by not losing. And I, when that debate, as I was listening to it, driving last night up to Watford City, as I watched the post-debate analysis with my friend Father Brian from up here, stopped by the rectory and said, you got this on TV, I want to see this. So we watched it for a little while, and I didn't really have the opinion as my head at the pillow last night that Trump won. As I woke up and sort of let everything simmer, I said, the guy won by not losing, you know, because there were all these expectations for him to be unbelievable, and he really didn't, you know, he didn't do bad. I don't think he did great, honestly. I don't think he did great, other than how he answered Megyn Kelly on, you know, sort of, boy, you said a lot of bad things about a lot of bad people, and you call your fellow candidates this, that, and the other thing. I thought he answered that pretty good. He could have done better on, I don't know if I'd have done the whole Megyn Kelly, well, I don't really like you, I should like you, but you don't like me, and it's like, you know, okay, is this the third grade playground here, or what's going on there? Let me play that clip, because the political correctness part of this, I think, is a grand slam for Donald Trump. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
You call women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account...
Only Rosie several... O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter account, for the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. This country is in big trouble. We don't win anymore. We lose to China. We lose to Mexico, both in trade and at the border. We lose to everybody. And frankly, what I say, and oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time, what I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that. But you know what? We need strength, we need energy, we need quickness, and we need brain in this country to turn it around. That I can tell you right now.
All right, what'd you think of that answer? That's where I think he, I will say I have been critical of Donald Trump for some of the same stuff that Megyn Kelly talked about, right? The whole Lindsey Graham cell phone thing. But his answer, I think, is to say, you know, that's who I am, and to me that's kidding and whatever. But let's stop being so politically correct. That's pretty good. Because of all the problems we have in this country, political correctness is 1,000 on the list, right? I mean, we need more. We should be more sensitive.
It should be 1,000 on the list, but it always seems to not work out that way, though.
So I thought that was a pretty good answer. I want to know your take. Some folks have criticized him for that. I noticed the Frank Luntz panel on Fox after was pretty critical A lot of folks say I came in liking him, but boy, you know, now I don't like him anymore. And what he did to Megyn Kelly was wrong. And I see a lot of other folks that are quite critical of Fox and how they were clearly ganging up on Trump. I want to know your take. But here's my top three. Trump wins by not losing. Ben Carson, because he was the exact opposite of Donald Trump as far as the flair and the flash, but very substantive. I mean, what he said, if you just listen to it, he doesn't say it flashy. He doesn't have, you know, bottle rockets, you know, in each arm. But he really, what he says is really top-notch. I thought he was a big winner and emerged out of that race. I thought Marco Rubio was really good. I didn't come in even thinking about Marco Rubio. I thought he did very, very good. Those are my top three. Scott Walker and Jeb Bush, you know, a draw for them. Rand Paul lost in my mind. Everyone else didn't hurt themselves. All in all, pretty impressive night. This is, in the first debate, too, Carly Fiorina. These are solid candidates. You got my take. I want yours. Who won? Who lost? What was your favorite line? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties. And a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Which I doubt that would be a dream come true. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, she is the epitome of the progressive, the secular progressive movement. And she counts on the fact that people are uninformed. The Alinsky model, taking advantage of useful idiots. Well, I just happen to believe that people are not stupid. And the way I will come at it is to educate people, help people to actually understand that is that progressive movement that is causing them the problems. You know, you look at the national debt and how it's being driven up. If I was trying to destroy this country, what I would do is find a way to drive wedges between all the people, drive the debt to an unsustainable level, and then step off the stage as a world leader and let our enemies increase while we decrease our capacity as a military person. And that's what she's doing.
One of the many brilliant answers in my mind by Dr. Ben Carson, who obviously was really encouraged by his supporters to get into this race and reluctantly got in and really is in there as I believe, a man of the people. But, you know, a neurosurgeon out of his league. I mean, this is, he's not a politician. And so I see some parallels to Trump, but he's the exact opposite of Trump. But I think some of the appeal will be there for him as well. You agree or disagree, let me know. 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You can find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Already August, so that means next month, the annual meeting in Fargo. Looking forward to that event, and lots of great information on how all of North Dakota, including Fargo, is benefiting big time from what's happening in North Dakota in the way of oil and gas production. So NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about all of that. All right, let's go to the phones here, and Neil in Alexandria, Minnesota, what's your take on the debate?
Said that he gives money to a lot of these politicians because he wants favors. Wasn't that refreshing to hear the truth? And then I was a big Rand, and I'm a Ron Paul supporter because I think our foreign policy and our war on drugs is screwed up. But that Rand Paul is making a big mistake by picking a fight with Donald Trump because Ron Paul, if I remember right, didn't he run as a libertarian?
You're saying did Rand run as a libertarian?
Oh, no, his father, Ron Paul, at one time he ran as
a
libertarian.
Yeah, absolutely. His dad did, yeah. I don't get the connection why he shouldn't pick a fight.
And I think Ron Paul said that he couldn't, in good conscience, vote for Mitt Romney.
Two things I want to comment on what you're talking about. I thought you're exactly right on the Donald Trump line about the donations. Now, again, everybody knows that people who make a donation to a political party, to a candidate, at some point, if they need something and that person's in a place to do it, of course they're going to call them and say, can you help me? Now, the question is, you have to do that ethically and legally and everything else. But, I mean, you're right. That was stating the obvious. I thought it was a little weird when he said the reason he gave money to Hillary Clinton is because the favor he wanted was for her to come to his wedding.
Right.
That was a little bizarre, wasn't it?
But the reason why he gave money to Hillary Clinton because she was a senator in New York there for a while, and we aren't always 100% quick thinkers, and I'm sure the underlying thing that he gave money to Hillary Clinton because he does a lot of business in New York. I bet.
And he's explained that. That's why he's done it. I don't have a problem with that. I think if you're in New York City and you're a business guy, you're gonna donate to candidates that can make a difference. I thought, by the way, on your point on Rand Paul, the strategy of sort of trying to, I don't know, pick a fight, if you say, or throw a punch or two at Trump was not wise on Rand Paul. I thought Rand Paul was the big loser last night. It just, nothing worked. It didn't, it looked desperate. I didn't think it looked good at all for him.
Our foreign policy, I grew up watching this deal with Vietnam, and our foreign policy is just, and Rand and Ron Paul say it's pathetic, and same way with the war on drugs, it ain't working.
Appreciate your call, Neil, and welcome your take. Thanks. Great to hear from folks out in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes Country, Main Street and 2nd Avenue North is our location for the broadcast today. We are in Watford City for the Best of the West Rib Fest, and we're going to talk about Rib Fest today. We're going to talk about, we have some great Cloverdale products that will be given out through the lunch hour, so I invite you to come on by and see us. We have a big announcement, partnering up with our folks from Cloverdale that we want to tell you about next hour, so you got to stay tuned for that. And we want your take on the debate, so give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We have a number of clips that we pulled as highlights, and one of them I want to get to in a little bit here, speaking of Rand Paul, is the Rand Paul-Chris Christie exchange on the surveillance program. I thought that was great. And I actually thought Chris Christie won it and did pretty darn well. I thought he really handled that well. And that's not an easy one to talk about in a political debate because it's easy to demagogue that one, but I thought he did well. All right, let's see. Dan Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Good morning. You can talk sound bites all day long and one and who was up and who's down. I thought the most seminal moment in that debate was when Donald Trump raised his hand and said he will not pledge to support the nominee of the Republican Party if it isn't him. That's the scariest thing that came out of that debate last night. That hands the election to the Democrats. And I thought that was a... although he did well in other years, that was a really, really bad moment for Donald Trump, and it changed my mind. Not that I'm a big Donald Trump fan, but at least I didn't dislike the man. But after that, he's off my radar. This is something that if he's so self-centered and so selfish as to, if he doesn't get the nomination to run third party and hand the election to Hillary Clinton, his stock went down with big time loss.
Yeah, you know, you have an interesting point there. I thought they didn't pin him down as well as they should have on that question, because how he answered was to say, I don't know who the nominee is going to be, so I'm not going to say now that I'd support him. What if it's some schleppo? Well, for one, there's 17 great candidates, so he'd be better off saying, look, these are 17 great candidates, 16 of my colleagues here, and I'll be for whoever. The big question is, will you vow not to run as a third-party candidate? And they didn't really pin him down on that. Right.
Well, he pretty much made his intentions clear. He pretty much said, if I'm not the nominee, I'm not ruling out a third-party run. The other thing is, someone should have challenged him, as Carly Fiorina did in the earlier debate. Why did you feel it necessary to kiss Bill Clinton's ring before you declared your candidacy? And the other thing that I probably would have said if that had I been on my toes is, you know, I didn't invite Hillary Clinton to my wedding. And those kinds of things.
You're right. I mean, there was good stuff, Dan. Appreciate the call and your take. Brian on the road, what's yours? You're next. You there, Brian?
Hello, Brian? Yeah, hey, I'm there. Hey, I'm just right down the road from you at the gas station. If I didn't have to get to work, I'd drive down there in the work truck and say hi personally. I'm like a mile away from you.
Well, I mean, tell the boss you got to have some Cloverdale tangy summer sausage.
They work me like a slave out here, so I don't have time to do any fun, like sit around and stuff my face with ribs.
Well, take a break. Tell the boss it'd be a great little mental health break for everybody. That they're all doing a great job, and bring them on in for lunch today at Rib Fest. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be great. I just wanted to. I should have been in bed last night, but I stayed up and watched the debate, most of it.
Do me a favor, Brian. Hang tight. Hang on, Brian. I want your take, but we're up against a hard break here, so I'll get it on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More coming up. Watford City Rib Fest. We're live today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I think the most important thing we can do when it comes to policing is something you've had a guest on who's a friend of mine, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who's talked to me many times about this in the past. It's about training. It's about making sure that law enforcement professionals, not only on the way in to their positions, but all the way through their time, have the proper training, particularly when it comes to use of force, and that we protect and stand up and support those men and women who are doing their jobs in law enforcement. And for the very few that don't, that there are consequences to show that we treat everyone the same here in America.
Yeah, Scott Walker, and of course, another big debate that's dominated the headlines over the last years as well. And one of the things that I was pretty impressed with Fox for a mixture of topics and getting a lot of things in. Late in the debate, they were in the middle of a question about God that was a little strange, actually. The question I thought was almost a MSNBC question that was supposed to go to each of the candidates. And then about halfway through, Megyn Kelly says, oh, by the way, somebody just came on the stage and wants to know what you think about veterans. So let's tie those together. And it kind of went off the rails from there. But other than that, I thought the mix of questions and how they did it was pretty darn good. I know a lot of folks think they're, we're beating up a little bit on Donald Trump, and that's sort of a side question. But as far as getting the candidates in and topics, I thought the Fox performance was pretty good. I understand Megyn Kelly's getting just all kinds of criticism on her Facebook page. Haven't felt too much of that, other than knowing that a lot of folks are upset, I think mostly about the sort of gotcha moments on Trump. What do you think is the question about last night's debate? Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. $15 million. That's right. That's the size of the inventory at Polar Service Center right now on the shelf. That's like 20,000 SKUs, which is why you hear me say there's not a tank part Polar Service Center doesn't have. They have what you need, from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose. They're in Kildare, not far from us here, north on Highway 22, just north of Kildare. And they're also in Billings, and they have the tank parts you need when you need them. They do delivery as well, so call them. They'll bring them to you. Ask for Josh, he'll take care of you. They do truck hydraulics. If you're pumping crude, they got a pump for it. If you got to push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. You need to push water or vacuum onto the trailer, the pump for it, the hose to carry it through. They do collision repair in Billings with a full fab shop there. And the tank washes as well. You get $100 off your first tank wash when you mention my name at Polar Service Center. Do you hear that? $100 off your first tank wash. What's a tank wash, like $7.50 or something? You get it for $6.50. It's a great deal. So they are, again, in Kildare and in Billings. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. As I mentioned, we, and Brian had to go, I guess. Poor guy. So darn busy. He couldn't even tell us his debate take. But, Brian, if you get a little break from the boss, come back for lunch over Ribfest, and then you can share your debate take. We are on the corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue North in Watford City, right in the middle of all the Ribfest fun, and Jesse Veeder is here. The columnist, the Nashville recording artist, the the chairperson of RibFest, one of the busiest people in this great community, and, of course, a native of the great Watford City as well. Jesse, nice to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming to Watford.
Soon to be mom. I'm sure there are many other labels that we could assign, right?
Next year, yeah, I'll be pushing a baby down the street, so that'll be fun.
Won't that be cool?
Yeah.
I know. That'll be fantastic. Well, and everybody gets to follow that in your column, which is kind of cool, too.
I know. Come on my little journey with me. That's been really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's nice of you to share all that stuff.
Well,
you know, and people really like it. I mean, my in-laws give me details about. I see you often because
right.
I'm in Watford City, and they'll tell me things that I didn't know because
right.
they're chapter and verse getting every.
I have some really great followers and really good fans of my column, which is really fun. So
we're here with TJ Russell from Cloverdale Foods today, and TJ is going to join us the next hour as well. We're serving up some goodies under the Cloverdale tent on the corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue, and TJ mentioned he and Gene and read the column. So I know a lot of people do, and that leads to a lot of them fans of your music as well, so this is quite a deal.
Yeah, they come out because they read the column, and maybe some of them haven't heard my music before, so then they give it a listen, and it's just a good collaboration.
So this last year has just been like, if you look at, you know, career-wise, everything I think about, you know, the landing the Nashville, you know, a recording contract and the new album and then all the concerts, it's going to be about the busiest year ever.
It really has, and then, so I'm trying to fit everything in this summer to really promote the album and get out there and tell the story of it and sell it, and really, if you write all these songs, you want people to hear them. So it's been really fun. And we're actually going to play with my band from Dickinson today at RibFest. So it's fun to play my hometown. And then we'll be up in Williston for Choke Cherry Festival tomorrow. So I packed it in. I have about a couple gigs every week this summer. So
no kidding.
It's becoming challenging with a growing belly, too.
Are you feeling okay though?
I feel good.
Yeah, great. That's great. Yeah. The Medora musical. A stage had to be one of the coolest venues ever for one of your shows. Is that, I mean, like, if you look at everything you've done this year, is that right up there?
That really was. I mean, it was a throwback for me because I had a couple really cool concerts on the Burning Hills stage when I was just starting out when I was in high school. So I did some opening acts and things there, and then I got to come back and, you know, really play with this great band that I've been playing with and play new songs and tell my stories. And a lot of people traveled from out east to spend a day in Medora with me, and I think that's great. It served its purpose, and 50 years of the musical was a cool celebration.
Yeah, it sure was. A lot of fun. And another one of those hats is chair of RibFest.
Yes,
and
here we are.
I was talking to your dad earlier, Gene Veder, and he said, you know what's cool about this? He was just walking up for the first time earlier this morning. He said, the very first one of these?
Yeah.
I didn't stop. I was sweating. I was rolling tables. I was doing everything. He said, I've done nothing. He said, I just show up and this thing has just taken off and it's evolved. And he was very complimentary, obviously, of all the hard work that you and so many people. He pointed out the Wolf Pup daycare folks volunteer to get some donations to Wolf Pup rather for the daycare. Mm-hmm. And it's a very well-oiled machine now, isn't it?
It really has, and the Chamber puts it on every year, and it was initially started to bring people from Sturgis on their way to Sturgis to come and visit Watford City, and it was maybe 10 little booths, and now we have over 20 rib teams, just rib teams, and dozens of vendors and dozens of food vendors and a whole day of entertainment. And really, we have a great crew that comes back year after year, and the Watford City RibFest is like the event of the year. So we're really, it comes together.
So give everybody the schedule. What happens?
So we're kicking off here pretty soon. 10 o'clock is like when it opens to the public with our street fair.
And Watford, for folks, just remember, is Central Time.
Yes, that's a really good point. Yeah. We're on Central Time. But then we run all day, and with kind of everything starting again at 10, but then we serve, a lot of these vendors are serving lunch at noon. So at noon you can come and get lunch on Main Street and listen to Medora's Burning Hill Singers. But we also have a Jumpin' Fun inflatables and games for the kids at noon. And then all day long we'll be throwing out deals from our chamber businesses via a ping pong drop. So they can catch the ping pongs and get some ping pong balls and get some savings.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So when does that start?
That starts at noon and we'll go all day. And then we'll have games between the rib teams this year, too, which will be really fun.
So, like, I could maybe buy a pair of jeans in your mom's store.
Yeah, you might get something from Myers, 15% off or something, and then you could use it there.
Now, why is the store called Myers again?
Myers used to be owned, actually, it's really cool. It came full circle by our neighbors, Shirley Meyer. And she owned it when I was a little girl, and I remember being in fashion shows with her. And they just kept the name through the owners. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, because I'm eyeing a few things.
Yeah.
Our internet connection is the courtesy of Myers.
Yes, yes.
And Beth Beater. So we're very grateful.
She's happy. Happy to provide it.
So you got the deals and the ping pongs. That's cool.
The deals and the ping pongs. And then we'll do some bingo at 2 o'clock, but we also have a really cool thing happening where we get kids to dress up in their Best Western gear, and at 1 o'clock they'll come and parade around on the stage, and they get toys donated to them, prizes donated to them by Barrett's. So that's really cool, and we have some great sponsors that help bring this all together. And the ribs open for business. You can buy and eat them at 5 o'clock, but the judging starts at 4. We have a secret panel of judges from all over the country. We tried to sample a lot of different palettes and get guys and girls from different parts of the country to judge the teams. And then that's followed by we're actually going to have a band from around here called Getting Out of Dodge, a duo that comes every year. And Christy Golddaddy, who opened for me in Medora, is a really cool, she yodels, and she's out in Tennessee right now going to school for bluegrass music. So she's bringing some guys from Bismarck to play music. And then my band will take the stage at 5:30.
What a lineup.
Yeah.
So the entertainment starts at noon.
Starts at noon.
With the Burning Hill Singers.
Yeah, that's a treat.
My gosh, what a little bonus. They come up from Medora, and that's cool. And I would contend, if you know, speaking of Medora, there's the south unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, which is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And everything about Medora is phenomenal. But many people forget there's a north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National
Park.
Yeah. So some of you Easterners that, see in Fargo, they think Western North Dakota is Castleton. So that's kind of an issue. But once they actually get beyond Castleton, kind of, Jamestown.
We have some hills out here.
Yeah, keep going. And if you come up north, go to the north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt Park. The outlook in that, in my opinion.
Isn't it breathtaking?
Best view in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love it, and you could do that today. Come down to Ribfest, hang out here, and then go to the north end of the park. And then, of course, there's concerts going on. Sawyer Brown is here after what's happening on Main Street down at the fairgrounds. So
saw him today at Teddy's residential suites.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. See, we bring in the celebs.
I guess the big boss in the whole deal. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
This is pretty cool, for crying out loud. So anyway. This is great fun. We're going to talk about the PBR event as well, the professional bull riding, which sounds like a blast.
Yeah, that's a cool addition to this weekend. I mean, if you're not in Watford City this weekend, you're really missing out.
Yeah, so we'll tell you about that in a little bit. Anything else you want to tell us about Ribfest?
No, I think come out. Everyone has a good time. It's going to be wonderful weather. Get lemonade, buy some crafts, and eat some ribs. It's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
There's Mary from the
Mary,
chamber.
You can't catch her because she's running all over. She works her butt off.
I don't think she likes the microphones.
No. I'm the talker of the group.
Let Jesse do it.
She's organized and she gets things done. We couldn't do it without Mary Gumpke and her family, too.
The Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce does a nice job. So that is they're a great sponsor. Thanks, Jesse. Good to see you.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for coming to Watford.
You bet. Happy to be here. Lots of fun. Okay, let's take a couple of calls here. We got some folks that have called in. I know we don't have a lot of time. Todd, you take your pick of the... something
good morning.
You want to play.
I didn't get a chance to watch the debates last night take care of my two handicapped children. But I'm really excited. People that keep talking about this for Donald Trump, but Ted Cruz is just as much of a bulldog, but he's more, I find him more charismatic. I find him more professional, more articulate, and a heck of a lot more of a statesman. And I would like to hear if there's any, if you have any sound bites of Ted Cruz or what questions might have been asked of him. So if you could play some for that, I'd really appreciate it. Listening on the radio there. Have a good day.
Good morning, everybody. I just hope everybody pays more attention to the political process, what we've gone through in the last administration there. We have more educated voters than we have in the past. I think we have some. I just hope more people would participate. Everybody's educated a little bit better. Just go over there and throw an X on whatever spot you think looks good,
You're absolutely right. I think that's what we call a low-information voter, and it's one of the reasons we're in the mess we're in right now. But we all need to be very important in that debate, doing that, person-to-person, neighbor-to-neighbor, co-worker-to-co-worker. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com, that's rflags.com. Go now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Of Republican. I've introduced a five-year balanced budget. I've introduced the largest tax cut in our history. I stood for 10.5 hours on the Senate floor to defend your right to be left alone. Because I want our party to be bigger, better, and bolder, and I'm the only one that leads Hillary Clinton in five states that were won by President Obama. I'm a different kind of Republican.
You know, both of my parents were born into poor families on the island of Cuba. They came to America because it was the only place where people like them could have a chance. Here in this country, they never made it big, but the very purpose of their life was to give us the chance to do all the things they never could. My father was a bartender, and the journey from the back of that bar to this stage tonight, to me, that's the essence of the American dream. It's what makes our nation different. And I'm running for president because I want that to still be possible for the people trying to do that now. I run for president because I believe that we can't just save the American dream. We can expand it to reach more people and change more lives than ever before. And that's why I'm asking for your vote, so we can make America greater than it's ever been and make of this century a new American century.
That's Rand Paul, the first cut you heard, first voice, and then Marco Rubio from last night's debate. The earlier caller wanted to hear more from Ted Cruz. We'll have that in a little while as well, and more highlights, maybe lowlights from the debate, and also your take on what's on your mind. We are in Watford City today, gearing up for Ribfest. We're going to chat with T.J. Russell from Cloverdale Foods in a little bit. We have a big announcement we're really excited to tell you about, so stay tuned for that coming up here in just a little bit. We're also going to chat with the man running the new event center that is under construction in Watford City. So we have that to tell you about, and so much more. There's just a lot going on in this great city, and we're glad to be here right downtown. And by the way, the brats are on. The Traeger Grill is fired up. It's a pig grill. It looks like a pig. It's a pink pig grill right there. And the Cloverdale brats are on, so get ready for that. I want to do some bull riding this weekend, and I'm told that there's a couple of guys that know a little bit about rodeo in this town. And here they are. What's your name?
I am Kelly Anna from Watford City.
How are you, Kelly?
Yes.
And from Keene, we have...
Chris Kubal.
Kelly and Chris, a couple of rodeo guys who I understand have a great PBR event lined up. Tell us about it.
Well, we have our PBR coming to town here Saturday night at 6 o'clock. That would be August 8th, tomorrow. It's featuring a lot of cowboys from all around the United States and South America and possibly Australia. We're going to have about 40 bull riders here, so it should be quite a show.
Chris, what are we going to see?
They're going to see some of the top bulls that have been in the world finals. You're going to see some of the riders that haven't quite made it up there yet this year or the upcoming stars. And later today, we're going to actually have a PBR bull sitting on Main Street for you to come down and check out.
So that'll be the bull I can get on.
You bet.
Yeah, you're okay with that?
I'm okay if you're okay.
Yeah. I think Todd's rooting for me to get on there.
I think everybody might be rooting for you.
Meanest, nastiest bull ever is what...
He'll throw snot rockets at you.
Is that right?
You bet.
Kelly, what exactly is a snot rocket?
I'm not sure about that. That's Chris's category right there. So. We'll definitely get you on him if we can.
How do you crown a winner this weekend?
Well, whoever scores the highest ride in the first 40 rides will get into the short round, we call it, which is the top 15. And then the guy that scores the top right there will add the two rounds together, and that will be your winner.
This is going to be pretty fun.
You bet. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, this is good stuff. There's some pretty good history here in Watford with the rodeo. You guys have a great tradition, don't you?
You bet. There's been cowboys from this state this part of the state for a long time, and hopefully you can get here, join it all, and hopefully you can do this again next year.
Kelly, how far do they come, the riders?
From all over the United States, and there's a few bull riders from South America that are coming here. Yeah, they come from all over. I do want to mention that the proceeds from this PBR are going to the Keene Fire Department, and that's going to be a huge deal for them and for us. So,
tell us about that. What do you need in Keene?
Oh, man, we need help. We got all sorts of stuff we're not used to, this population boom. But, you know, the money we're going to get here, we can put to gear, put to trucks, you know, keep everybody safe.
Yeah, that's great. It's amazing the pressure that's been put on these volunteer fire and rescue departments and communities all throughout the Bakken. People have no idea.
It's a big change, really big change.
And most of these folks are working for a living,
you know,
40, 50, 60, 80 hours a week, and then have to go out and volunteer
every
time there's an accident or a fire call or anything else.
Yes, it's hard to get the volunteers, and it's hard to keep the volunteers going because you just get burnt out so fast.
But you're looking for equipment.
We're looking for equipment, looking for men. If anybody hears us right now, we'll recruit all the time.
Sure.
But yeah, got to keep the equipment, got to keep the people safe, got to get there, you know.
Makes sense. Kelly, how do we get tickets?
You can get tickets right here on Main Street today. Saddle Up Western Wear, which is located south of Watford here just a little bit, has tickets on sale right as we speak. If you buy your tickets early, they cost $18 for adults, $12 for kids, and kids 12 and under get in for free. At the gate, they'll be $20, so we'll have tickets everywhere for anyone that wants to get in.
Sounds good. Anything else you want to tell folks, Chris?
No, come down and have fun.
Kelly?
Yeah, have a good time in Watford City this weekend. It's going to be great.
All right. I'll be looking for that bull on Main Street.
There you go. We'll have them ready.
Snot rockets, huh?
You bet.
Wow. I'll make sure I eat first.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, good idea. All right, see you guys. Thank you. PBR Rodeo, one of the fun and exciting things happening this weekend in Watford City, North Dakota, for the Best of the West Rib Fest. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. I brought it along, matter of fact. I slept so darn good last night, Todd, that I woke up before my alarm. You ever do that? You know,
not often enough.
And on a night when we were doing the debate watch and then, you know, cutting up all the things, it was a late night, but I had my alarm set for 6 and woke up about 10, too. So, you know why? MyPillow. That's right. Just sort of like bacon is the answer for everything, MyPillow is the answer for the best night's sleep. That's right. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get the pillow that Todd and I sleep on at a great deal. 2 for 1 off that original classic pillow. There's some great deals right now at MyPillow.com. Check it out or call them at 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. More from Watford City coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Target Field. They call it one of the best stadiums in baseball, and it is a dandy. Come along with us for a Twins Fun Bus. If you've never seen Target Field, make this the trip you do it. We'll broadcast What's on Your Mind in route Thursday, August 13th. Take off from Fargo, 7 a.m. Game at 12:10. Return after and have a great time. It's only $129 and includes everything. Great seat behind home plate, free breakfast, and that coach ride down. Want to go? Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, right now.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.